So today's sugi revolved around the concept of piti kriyot v'seisim. We actually have machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Abaye allows it, Rava does not. We have machlokes Rava and Shmuel. Rava allows it, and Shmuel does not. Now there's a very fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and how to learn the sugi. Rashi learns was speaking where it's a fully exposed area without any machitzas whatsoever. He's trying to introduce machitzas through the Pitikra concept. Tosis, however, disagrees. He says we're speaking where the canopied area already has two existing mechitzos, and you're simply trying to be mashlem, trying to complete the enclosure by applying Pitikra Yod V'Soysen. Now, interestingly enough, there's another machlokes between Rashi and Tosis on how to approach Pitikra. What is the core understanding of Pitikra? So Rashi and Tosfos are actually in Erevin. Actually, Rashi is here, and Tosfos is in Erevin. Rashi over here in Daf Yutes presents it very clearly as a good achas-related concept. So we learned this earlier in the Masechta regarding an Amud. You have a partial machitza. Good achas tells you stretch it up, stretch it down. So good achas means down. Achas means to go down. Na'asik means to bring up. So that's the concept taught by the Lachem Mishnah Sinai, which applies to Bitikra as well. You have some sort of tchilas mechitza, because you have a roof with a surface, and it appears like it's going downward. It creates that impression of separateness, right? When you're approaching that roof, you feel like you're going into a roofed area. That presents like a tchilas mechitza, and then you pull it downward, and you sort of psychologically create that barrier in front of that roofed area. That's Bitikra Yerid V'Seisim, which works like a mechitza. Tosfos in Erevin, however, learns a bit differently. He says it's based on Pesach. It's a Pesach, an entranceway, a based concept. Oh. So it's seen that the two things are related. The two machlokes are very much linked to each other. You see, according to Rashi, you're creating a machitza. So what difference does it make if it's a fully exposed area, or if it has some machitzas already pre-existing? It doesn't matter. You're creating a machitza anew. So you have a freestanding roof. You can go ahead and apply Pitikra on all four sides. You're creating four machitzas. Whereas Tosfos, who learns that it's based on Pesach, it's an entranceway to what? You can't create an entranceway into nothing. Therefore, Tosfos learns, you can only apply Pitikra if you have pre-existing machitzas on the ground, so it's partially enclosed, one, two. Now you want to finish that enclosure, you can apply Pitikra, which is going to serve like a Pesach, like an entranceway to complete that enclosure, which was initiated by the other mechitzas. So Rashi learns, you can start from scratch, you create mechitzas on all four sides, whereas Tosfos learns, the Pitikra will only serve as a Pesach to something pre-existing, such as two mechitzas already on the ground. By the way, the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, presents a nafkamina, another difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether it's mechitza-based or Pesach-based, he says if there are people going through it, not sure exactly to what extent, but it's a area which is traveled. So if Rashi is based on mechitza, it's not going to work because it's being destroyed by the Rabbim, which are just going through that area. But according to Tosfos, it's based on Pesach, an entranceway is meant to accommodate traffic. So even though the Rabbim going through, the Pitikra will still stand and keep its ground. Now, the Gemara concludes that according to Rava, we don't apply Pitikra here. You know why? Because keep in mind, the Pitikra is coming to serve which area? It's the surface of the roofed area. So it's coming to serve the Tikra. It's Pitikra. It's coming to serve the area beneath the Tikra, not the Sukkah, which is trying to benefit from it. The Sukkah, which is situated outside the Achsadra. Now, is this a Sukkah-based concept, or can be applied to all machitzes? The Rashi in Erevin Tzadikim and Aleph seems to say that it's a sukkah-based concept. He says there, well, although you don't need machitzes l'shem sukkah, but kuli hayloi mekalinan, which sounds like it's a sukkah-based concept. He says, to this extent, we don't allow it for sukkah, which sounds like it's a deficiency related to sukkah. Why? So perhaps because sukkah needs to have a dira, you have to create a makam, a dwelling. It's not just a question of dividing the ground, dividing the makam into two, which is really only what you need by it when it comes to Shabbos, trying to create separation between one Rosh Hashanah and the other, a sukkah, you have to create an enclosure, a domain, a makim dira, place of dwelling, and therefore perhaps it has to be something which relates to the interior makim, the interior space of that makim dira, otherwise you can't really consider it doifen of sukkah. Now perhaps it would seem that the machlekes Abaye v'Rava, whether we're concerned about this, is consistent with their shitas elsewhere. We have this back on Avdalid. You may remember there was an amud, a post, in the sukkah, which was beyond 20, so you tried to lift the ground by planting an amud there. This amud was 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide on top. You want to sit on that amud, which is within striking range of the schach. Now there were no machitzas around that amud. Abaye says it works, good asik. Just as by Shabbos, we sort of stretch the surface of the side surface of the amud upward and create an enclosure on top. By sukkah as well. And Rava responded, no, by sukkah you need mechitzas and ikaris v'lucky, you don't have it. You don't have tangible, visible mechitzas. And the Ran explains because the mechitzah of sukkah is meant to create dira, which needs mamash mechitzas. You have to have to hang up your decorations. It has to create a makam which appears like an enclosed area, enclosed residency, a place of dira. Now Tosfos and the Ran on that Gemara on the spot ask, well, it would seem that Abaye is shifted to Rava's position. Abaye agrees that in concept you need mechitzas and ikaris. Rava says, Abaye figured it works. Rava responded, it doesn't. And Tosfos seems to think that Abaye was chayzer, that lemaskona you need mechitzas and ikaris even according to Abaye. If so, how do you learn Algemar? Asks Tosfos, if you need mechitzas and ikaris, tangible physical mechitzas, how could Abaye allow pitikra by sukkah? It's not a tangible mechitza. So Tosfos' answer is pitikra is better. The Ran says, nikaris tfei. More nicker than just the virtual mechitas on top of that amud, which are utilizing the vertical surface beneath them. Pitikra is more tangible. Why? When you're entering that roofed area, you're coming in, there's a roof there. And the surface in front of that roof, the face of that roof, presents that separateness, which could be extended downward. It presents that barrier, it presents that division. The area outside the roof, the area underneath the roof. So that's called Nikaris Tvei, and it works even by Sukkah. Oh, but we still have Machlekes. Abaye says it works. Rabbi says it doesn't because it wasn't intended to serve as an enclosure for the Sukkah outside the Achsadra, right? As the Gemara says, it wasn't meant for that place. So Abaye doesn't require that. He says that's not a concern. You don't have to have that much Hekar. Abaye is masking a little bit. It has to be somewhat tangible. It can't be purely virtual, right? So Pitikra, the way Tosfos explains, is more tangible than just an amud, which is using just virtual machitas. Here you see something tangible in front of you. That's it. That's all you need. Whereas Rava requires a higher degree of tangibility. Just as Rava and Avdalit seem to hold you need more nikaris than Abaye. So his benchmark is higher. You need nikaris more than Abaye. And therefore, Rava says, you can't use the pitikra of the achsadra for the sukkah, because the pitikra was meant to serve the achsadra. And it's not apparent that it's coming to enclose your sukkah. It doesn't appear like it's coming to create a mokum dira in your sukkah. And for sukkah, you need nikaris on a very high level to create that mokum dira.